Es kann so sein, dass ich nicht mehr so sagen, wenn ich heute im Sektor des Baba Kamad auf Tess. Sagt ihm, Rav Huna said, the Psukim quote earlier, one that says a Mazik must pay from superior quality, and one that says he can use anything of value, are not contradictory. They refer to the two methods of payment. A Mazik can either pay with money or with superior quality land if he chooses to pay with land. Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna, the Braisa learns from the Pasuk of Yashiv that any item of value can be used, even if it's not money. Where it says, if the Mazik has no money or superior land, we allow him to pay with anything of value. We would have thought that we make him maybe sell these items and have to pay with money or land. The Pasuk therefore teaches that he can use anything of value. Rav Asi said, money is like land. Regarding what halacha was this said, if he means that money is like superior land for payment, that is exactly what Rav Huna said. He can't be referring to the case of two brothers who split an estate, with one taking land, the other taking money, and a creditor then came and took the land, in which case the brother must split the money with his brother who had his land taken, because it's obvious that they both have to share with the burden of the father's obligations. Others actually say that this can't be what he was meant, because in fact the brother would not have to split the money with his brother who took the land, because he says, just as I would not ask to come to you and ask for some of your land if the money was stolen, so too you cannot come to me if the land was taken away. Mark continues, he also can't be referring to where the brothers divided the land and one of them had the land taken for their father's obligation, in which case the first brother may pay for his share with money or with land, because Rav Asi has already said that he had this halacha elsewhere. So rather, he said that this, what he meant to say is in regard to money being the equivalent of superior land for payment. Although this is exactly what Rav Huna said, we should actually change the statement to say, and Rav Asi said this as well, v'chein omer Rav Asi. Rav Zeir then Rav Huna said, one spends up to one-third for a mitzvah. What does this mean? What does it mean one-third? It can't mean that you spend one-third of your money to do a mitzvah, because that means when you have three mitzvahs, you have no more money left. Rav Zeir said this means that for beautification of a mitzvah, you have to spend up to one-third of the amount spent on the mitzvah itself. Rav Asi asked, it's a third of the principal amount, or is it equal to half of the principal amount? So then when it's added to the principal amount, it has then been added, it's a third of the new total. Take up the Shaila. In Eretz Yisrael, they said in the name of Zera that up to a third of the mitzvah one must spend from his own, and he's not going to be rewarded for that in this world. Any amount that you spend more than a third will actually be paid back to him in this world by Hashem as well. Zok the Mishnah, anything for which I am obligated to prevent from doing damages, It is as if I have done the damage if I don't watch it properly. If I have caused part of the damage, I am chayav to pay for the damage as if I caused the entire damage. Obviously, this will all be explained in the Gemara. Mishnah continues. If the damage is done to property that is not subject to me'ila, that belong to a yid, that are owned by a private person, that is done anywhere except the place that is designated for the mazik or a place that is owned by the nizik and the mazik, then if damage is done, the mazik must pay for the damage with superior land. Zok the Gemara Braisa says, whatever I am obligated to watch and prevent from doing damage, I have caused the damage if I don't properly watch it and it causes damage. What is a case of this rule? Zok the Braisa, if an ox or a bar were given to a deaf mute, a shaita, or a minor to watch, and the ox or bar did damage, the owner must pay for the damage because giving it to these people was not a proper watching. However, this would not be the case regarding fire. If he gave fire to one to the chayav shaita v'katan, he would be pater from paying. What's the case of the Braisa? If he gave them an ox that was tied down and a bar that was covered, the corresponding case of fire would be that he gave them a coal, not a flaming fire. So why would there be a difference in responsibility between the cases? You also can't say the cases where the ox was untied and the bar was uncovered, and the corresponding case of fire is where he gave him an open flame, because why would he be putter in the case of fire? Rish Lakish, the name of Chizkiah, said that he'd be chayiv for giving an open flame to a cher shayit v'katan. And for the Gemara, the cases where he gave them an ox that was tied down and a bar that was covered, and the corresponding case of a fire would be if he gave them a coal. The reason for the difference in responsibility is that an ox tends to untie itself. A bar tends to get uncovered, and that's why he's responsible. However, a coal tends to weaken more and more, and therefore, if these people fanned the coal into a fire, it's considered to be their doing and not the doing of the one who gave the coal to them. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if one gives an open flame to these people, he's potter. According to him, the Braisa must be talking about where the ox was untied and the bar was uncovered, and the corresponding case of fire was where he gave them an open flame. The reason for the difference in responsibility is that the ox and the bar do damage on their own without the involvement of the Chayav Shayit V'Katan. However, the fire itself would not have done damage without them setting fire onto something. Therefore, he's not Chayav because it's their action that caused the damage, not just his action.